Here we go, last little lessons. Sometimes I mess up my intentions.
Bonjour à tous. Hello, listeners of ACF English. Welcome back. This is 美丽。
欢迎大家收听由一席文化出品的《老外来了》。This is Anne. 哎，美丽，我觉得有时候跟人对话还挺难的，就是会不知道聊什么。你有没有这种感觉啊？ Have you ever found yourself having trouble with having interesting conversations?
Actually, I am very easygoing when it comes to talking with people, especially strangers. But sometimes with some people, it can be hard to get past the small talk stage.
Right, right. It's hard to get past the small talk stage. 就是很难越过 small talk 的那个阶段。So what is small talk, Meili?
So basically, small talkis when you talk about very surface things like the weather, where you're from, how old you are, things like that are considered small talk.
So small talk basically translates to 寒暄 in Chinese. And to get past the small talk stage in a relationship,Do you have any ideas?
So this is definitely a fun topic. I think you can use some conversation starters or icebreakers to help break the ice with your foreign friends or any friends, really.
Yeah, that's a fantastic idea. 可以用一些固定的暖场话题 conversation starters 或者是 icebreakers 来打破冷场 break the ice.I know breaking the ice can feel daunting for a lot of introverts. 爱人也就是内向者应该是对这种事挺打怵的、啊、So having some go-to conversation starters can really help. So Meili, do you have any good conversation starters or icebreakers for us?
Definitely. So let's kick things off with our first icebreaker. So if money was not an issue, what would you be doing with your life?
诶，如果钱不是问题，你会做什么呢？That's a very good question. 这个问题不仅能让我们了解对方的梦想和价值观，还可以揭示出他们心中的这个 dream jobs.
Absolutely. It's a great way to get to know someone on a deeper level.
Yeah, you get to know someone on a deeper level. 从更深的层面真正的去认识一个人。Not just on the surface level, right? So, Meili, what would you be doing with your life if money was not an issue?
For me, if money wasn't an issue, I would probably want to do many things. But one of them is definitely to travel the world. How about you, Anne?
Oh, definitely. I would travel the world as well. There's just so much to see. And also, this might sound a bit fake.这个可能听起来有点假啊 But it's genuine. Actually, I would still go to work and I would probably work for free.
No way, really?
Yeah, 因为感觉有工作的时候反而可以让生活变得更规律 Don't you think?
Yeah, I do have to agree with you on that. A job definitely creates more structure in your life.
Yeah, I need to create more structure in my life. And if it's not for the money, I could have a lot less pressure on my mind. 压力也会少And you can also learn a lot of things, so why not?
Yeah, that's quite interesting.
And another thing is I would be doing a lot ofartsy stuff. 我会整一些可能跟艺术相关的东西吧。
So you like art?
Yeah, like photography and drawing and singing and writing as well. I feel like I could do these things all day.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah, I feel like there's so much more to talk about. This question makes me really happy, actually.
Yeah, you see, you're already opening up to the conversation.
哎，看来这个话题真的是会让你说到停不下来啊。It's a really good conversation starter. So, what is the second topic to break the ice?
Now, you can also ask, what's your favorite way to spend a day off?
你最喜欢怎么度过一个休假日 ?A day off? 这个问题能让我们了解对方的兴趣爱好以及生活方式。
Exactly. It's a very, very great way to get to know each other's hobbies and lifestyle.
Yeah, I really like this one.
So, what do you like to do on your day offs?
Well, if I'm really tired, I like to take naps, 补个觉, you know, and then I like to take a city walk.
Nice!
Yeah, and I like to check out different places like cafes and parks. How about you?
So personally, I love spending my days off outdoors. So maybe grabbing some breakfast or lunch outside and hiking, things like that.
Yeah, grab some food, 买东西吃然后爬山 hiking.很岁月静好的感觉啊 Sounds like a very peaceful way to spend a day off. So Meili, now I know the two things you like are food and nature.
Yeah, for sure. That's correct. So now let's talk about our third conversation starter.
Okay, what is the third one, Meili?
So this one is, what's your bucket list location and why?
What is a bucket list?我记得有一部电影也是叫这个名字。
So a bucket list is a list of things that a person would like to do or achieve before they die.
Bucket list 也就是愿望清单。So bucket list location 就是你这一生一定要去的旅游地点。I bet everyone has one.
So what is your bucket list location?
Don't laugh, but it would be Disneyland and Universal Studios. 就是迪士尼还有环球影城。My friendKeep telling me how fun these places are, but I've just never been there.
Oh, that's so fun. I actually really love both places. You know, there's a Disney in Hong Kong, right? So you should definitely visit.
Yeah, I would love to go. And actually, there are just too many bucket list locations, both in China, like Yunnan, and abroad. So I really like to travel, so I can't count them all. 真的数不过来。How about you, Meili?
Yeah, I have to agree with you. I also have many, many places that I would like to go to. Mm-hmm. But I would say one of them I would definitely like to go on is a safari in South Africa. I would really, really love to see all the animals in their natural habitats.
Wow, sounds so cool. Safari 就是那种可以观赏野生动物的游览行程，然后你可以看到各种动物的自然栖息地 natural habitat. 感觉这个去了以后真的会是终身难忘的经历。
Yeah, it would definitely be a once in a lifetime experience.
Yeah, once in a lifetime experience. 其实真的很好奇咱们听众们都有哪些人生的bucket list locations, 也可以给我们推荐一下。
Yeah, for sure. So now let's discuss our fourth conversation starter, which is, what advice would you give to your younger self?
你会给年轻的自己什么建议? What advice would you give to your younger self?
So this question can be used from a networking situation, and it can really bring up some interesting discussions.
哎，这个问题真的可以在 networking 的时候问，也可以引发很多有意思而且也很有意义的讨论。So Meili, what advice would you give to your younger self?
So looking back, I think I would tell my younger self to believe in myself and to trust the process. So this is actually definitely something that I have to keep telling myself today.
哎，你的这个建议特别好，就是相信自己，然后不问收获，但问耕耘。Trust the process. So when you were younger, but were there times when you didn't believe in yourself? 你也有过不相信自己的时候吗?
Yeah, of course. I mean, there definitely has been a lot of situations where I had a lot of doubts in my capabilities and things like that. But as you get more confident, as you get older and you gain more experience, I think these things, they go away or you feel them less.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. 其实很多时候我们都会有这种 self-doubt, 自我怀疑的时候。这让我想到一句话叫 You are a story that you tell yourself.
You are a story that you tell yourself. So this basically means that if you tell yourself you can make it, you will make it. But if you keep telling yourself you're a failure, then you will probably fail in the end.
Yeah, that's a great way to interpret it. 这个解释特别好，就是说如果你觉得你行，你就是行的 You will make it 如果你总是告诉自己我就是很失败的 If you keep telling yourself you're a failure Then you will fail But even if you failed so many times You're not a failure
Yeah, for sure You never fail until you stop trying
太对了只要不放弃就没有失败这一说 You never fail until you stop trying
So how about you, Anne?
I think besides the two things that you've mentioned I would tell my younger self two things. So the first thing is you should know yourself first before you pursue anything. 在你去追求任何事物之前一定要先了解自己。
So could you elaborate a bit more on this?
Yeah, I think when I was younger, I focused too much of my attention on the outside world and I didn't really know who I was as a person and therefore I didn't know what was best for me. 我觉得我以前太关注于外界但是因为不够了解自己所以不知道什么才是适合自己的。
That's true.
And I would also tell my younger self to be present, 要活在当下。So be present and don't focus on the past or the future. Focus on now and what you can do.
Absolutely. I really do agree with you on the fact that we should be present in the moment. So that's a really good advice. So finally, let's talk about our last icebreaker.
Yeah, what is it?
So what was your very first job?
Oh, okay. 你的第一份工作是什么？这个问题能让我们了解对方的工作经历，也是个很棒的破冰话题。
For sure. And actually, you will probably find that many successful people have humbling beginnings. So it's always cool to hear where they come from.
对，很多大佬他起家的方式其实非常 humbling, 看上去比较普通。这个确实是跟同事破冰超级好用的话题，尤其老外普遍都有打工的习惯，你可能会发现很多大佬他们第一个工作就是在速食店或者超市。
Yes, that's very true. Actually, my first official job was as a cashier at a local grocery store.
Oh, a cashier at a local grocery store. 当地的杂货店的一个 cashier, 收银员。 That's nice. 那下班的时候是不是可以带很多吃的回家？ Did you get to take a lot of food home when you get off work?
Actually, not so much, but I was very close to the store, so I could just buy my groceries before going home. It was very convenient, very 方便.
Oh, I see.
So, what was your first job, Anne?
My first job was kind of similar, so I was serving food at a food court, 在一个美食广场帮人打饭。
Oh, okay, so you probably did get to bring some food home.
Yeah, I did.
Well, that's so cool. And this also wraps up our episode for today.
感谢大家收听我们的节目，希望这些暖场话题能帮助你更好地与外国朋友们交流。
And remember, these conversation starters are not only great for breaking the ice, but they can also lead to really meaningful discussions and connections.
这些话题真的是又有意义，而且又可以跟人拉近关系。You should definitely try them out for yourselves.
Yeah, for sure. So this is Mei Li.
And this is Anne.
Until next time.
Bye bye. To carry on, carry on.